today is Friday, April 5th, 2013. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Gibbs Dubey.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
High Court Judge Justice President George Chiweshe grants President Robert Mugabe his request not to comply with an order compelling him to proclaim dates for by-elections in three Matabeleland constituencies by March 31.
The ruling by the Judge President to me doesn't make sense at all because the High Court cannot overturn a decision of the Supreme Court or a decision of the Superior Court. The Supreme Court being the highest court in the land.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says it is concerned by the decline in its membership as thousands of workers continue to lose jobs due to company closures and political uncertainty.
And Dynamo's football club engages lawyers as the club looks set to lose its brand name and logo, failing to settle a $4,900 debt owed to a Cypriot financial company.
I'm surprised. I read it from the newspaper this morning, and it was a surprise to me. If there's anything going on of that sort, it was not brought to my attention. But however, what I've done is I've instructed our Secretary General to look into the matter and see what we can do about it. We want to protect our name.
The High Court today excused President Robert Mugabe from complying with its earlier order to proclaim by-election dates in three Matabeleland constituencies by March 31st this year. Ivan Chifera has the details.
In his ruling today, Judge President George Chiweshe said he would give reasons for his judgment on Monday. 2 weeks ago, Mr. Mugabe made an urgent application in the High Court seeking to be excused from complying with an order compelling him to call by-elections in Ngai South, Vulilima East and Lupane East by March 31. This followed an application by Abednego Bebe, Javuliso Mguni and Nomeni Mpofu, all former legislators from the MDC formation led by Industry and Commerce Minister Welshman Ncube. In his application, President Mugabe argued it did not make economic sense to hold by-elections in the three constituencies when he was about to proclaim election dates for harmonized elections in June. But the matter, which was supposed to have been dealt with earlier in the week, was postponed after Mr. Mugabe dropped reference to general elections in his application. Justice Chiweshe yesterday heard arguments from Mr. Mugabe and the former legislator's lawyers before handing down his judgment today. Zimbabwe Democracy Institute Director P. Sairwanya criticized today's High Court ruling.
The ruling by the Judge President to me doesn't make sense at all because the High Court cannot overturn a decision of the Supreme Court or a decision of the Superior Court. The Supreme Court, being the highest court in the land, made a decision. Which decision could not be overturned by a junior court? We are yet to see the reasoning behind that, but just looking at what has been said so far, for me, it doesn't make sense. It makes the country a banana republic.
Mr. Mugabe was 2 years ago ordered by the High Court to proclaim by-election dates in the three constituencies, but has repeatedly asked for more time to do so. The three former lawmakers were not immediately available for comment. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.